Good evening. This is Joel Orion, Operations Manager for WVIN and WABH. This year, we're proud to bring you a unique feature called the Virtual Graduation. With the class of 2020 missing a big part of their senior year, we wanted to make sure that this year's graduating class got some special attention and the recognition they deserve. Over the next 5 nights, we'll be broadcasting the virtual graduation for Hammondsport, Avoca, Campbell Savona, and Bradford. The program will feature opening remarks, speeches by the valedictorian, salutatorian, and the reading of each senior's name. Tonight, we bring you the virtual graduation of Hammondsport Central School, and it's being brought to you by ServU Federal Credit Union. To begin, here's the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, to start us off with opening remarks, it's the principal at Hammondsport Central School, Mr. Tad Rounds.
Congratulations to the Hammondsport Class of 2020. This particular class is unique not just because of the noble sacrifices that they have made in the call of the public health crisis caused by COVID-19, but also because of their individual character and personalities that have always allowed them to put others first. Their character traits not only allow them to endure school closures, event cancellations, but also allow them to put others first and care for each other as individuals. The class of 2020 is a collection of scholars, artists, musicians, athletes, and individuals with their own unique talents. However, their unifying trait is their unconditional respect that they show for each other and other people. It goes without saying that each member of the class of 2020 will make a positive difference in their communities and for our country. The class of 2020 truly represents what is best about Hammondsport and America.
You're listening to the Hammondsport Central School virtual graduation. Now we move on to the valedictorian speech featuring Gavin Ruddy, son of Mr. and Mrs. George and Jennifer Ruddy of Pulteney. Gavin has been active in drama, band, choir, and golf. A member of the National Honor Society and president, he is also his class treasurer. Gavin has also been very active in the great press and has participated in youth in government. Gavin is the founder of Hammondsport Central School's History Club. Gavin's college choice is Ithaca. He'll be majoring in psychology. He also plans on participating in music and theater programs. Here's Hammondsport Central School's valedictorian for the class of 2020, Gavin Ruddy.
I would like to start off by saying thank you to everybody for coming. I, too, do not like living through a global crisis, but I think we're making it work. Thank you to the teachers, friends, and family who gave me the motivation, knowledge, and care that we needed to grow into great students here at Hammondsport. As the valedictorian, it is my job to give a speech about the future. The only problem with that is that the future is uncertain. As my classmates can tell you, I've tried most every way of determining my own future, from tarot cards to astrology to palm readings. I've done research on every method, presenting what I found to Dr. Satterfield and the rest of the professional presentation class. And what I discovered is that none of the methods give you a definitive answer. But I think that's what makes the future so exciting. Now, I'm not just going to stand here and try to induce an existential crisis upon each of you while talking about the unpredictability of the future. In fact, I believe that the class of 2020 has nothing to worry about. The key to navigating this uncertainty, in my opinion, is kindness. Kindness is the tool with which we can create compassion and order out of the chaos of the world. My classmates have shown so much kindness to me and the rest of the students at Hammondsport Central School that I'm sure that they can make the use of this tool throughout the rest of their education experience. It's a cliche, but I really believe that it is the small actions that are the most important for spreading kindness in the world. CJ saying hi to me every day in the hallway, Aubrey giving out pieces of her artwork, and Julia being ready to answer my questions about homework at any hour of the day. Julia, I truly would have failed out in ninth grade without your organizational skills. Small actions like these ones are what make every day wonderful. One thing that I love about Hammond Sport is that you can feel the sense of community when you walk into a classroom. At larger schools, people are usually divided into cliques. Students don't really interact with those outside of their group of friends. A small school does not really allow for this. While there are, of course, friend circles, students learn to communicate with those around them, no matter who it may be. In the student lounge, for example, people get to interact with others from different grade levels and groups of friends who they would normally not speak with. While Mr. Rounds may get annoyed that he has to frequently tell us to keep the noise level down, I think it is a great portrayal of the kinship that students feel with one another. I hope that the class of 2020 continues to form connections with those around them and is able to see the different ideas, opinions, and stories of people from all around the world. It seems scary to leave our small town and go to a place where we may not know anyone. But dealing with new people is like dealing with daddy long-legged spiders in your house. They're as afraid of you as you are of them. A strange analogy, but I'm pretty sure that it works. We are able to bring a piece of our hometown and our sense of community with us everywhere that we go. I am confident about my future because there will always be kind people like the ones that I met at Hammond Sport to make me feel comfortable wherever I go. I know that my classmates will be able to form the same connections with others. So maybe the future isn't so uncertain. I am certain that kindness will allow us to connect with others in a way that we never have before. I am certain that friendship and love will be present no matter where we go. And I am certain that the class of 2020 has what it takes to create the future that they desire. Thank you.
We continue the virtual graduation of Hammond Sport Central School with the speech from Julia Bennett, the class salutatorian. Julia is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Kevin and Christina Bennett of Hammond Sport. Julia has been active in volleyball, golf, ski club, and the National Honor Society. She's the yearbook editor and student council president. Julia has also participated in youth and government. She plans to attend Clarkson University to major in chemical engineering with a concentration in biomolecular engineering in hopes of pursuing a career in either pharmaceuticals or environmental health. Here's the class of 2020 salutatorian for Hammond Sport Central School, Julia Bennett.
Thank you, everyone, for celebrating this achievement with us. For me, this day is filled with a lot of emotions. Excitement, fear, anticipation, sadness. Many of the same feelings I had on my first day at Hammond Sport in September 2008. Both times, I was comforted by my peers and the faculty that surrounded me. Since then, I have developed relationships and grown with these individuals. During my time at Hammond Sport, I have not only learned academic lessons, but many life lessons as well. Today, I would like to share some of them with you. Attending a small school such as Hammond Sport allows you to develop relationships with many of your teachers and learn their different perspectives. Although all of my teachers have impacted me in some way, I would like to point out a few that helped me to become more well-rounded. First, thank you, Mr. Durr. You offer a helping hand to anyone in need and always do your best to give us the support to succeed. You taught me that a little kindness and compassion can make a real difference in someone's life. Next, thank you, Mr. Wisneski. You were my first track coach and helped me to find my strengths and to build my confidence as an athlete. You instilled the power of a good work ethic and determination onto me. Next, thank you, Dr. Satterfield. You not only taught me the history of the world, but that I should always stand up for what I believe in, even if it is not what others want to hear. Finally, I would like to thank our class advisors, Mr. and Mrs. Patak. You have helped us through every event along the way, and you taught me that things may not always go as planned, but you just have to take one challenge at a time and work together to figure it out. Our small school environment cultivated these relationships and the lessons for life. The small class sizes in Hammond Sport allow everyone to get to know each other on a more personal level. As I reflected on our time together as a class, I realized that we have all had accomplishments, both as individuals and together. Many of us have commented on how we always seem to get the short end of the stick. For example, we have had to navigate our way through new activities or events that have never been done before. Each time, we work together and figured it out. Most recently, we fought to show our individuality and decorate our graduation caps. With help from almost everyone, we were able to create a new opportunity for not only our class, but hopefully future classes as well. Of course, I must mention that we are the first group of students in over 100 years to graduate during a global pandemic. We navigated our way through online schooling and took anything thrown at us in stride. This is only the start of our achievements here at Hammondsport. I know that as we go our separate ways, each one of us will continue to make great accomplishments. But I am proud of the ones we have made thus far. In addition to the accomplishments we have made, I have also created amazing memories that I will cherish for the rest of my life. Thank you to Seth and Thomas for ensuring that Mrs. Patak was never able to begin bio lab on time, but always making sure we laughed. My time with you showed me the importance of loosening up and having some fun. The volunteer opportunities throughout the years showed me that helping your community is fun, and it also gives everyone a sense of accomplishment. The majority of my favorite memories include sporting events. During many of our volleyball games, both home and away, there were numerous members of both the school and community that supported us. I know this isn't just the case for volleyball games, but many other sporting events here at Hammondsport. These events showed me that small communities are constantly able to support each other. I would like to end with some words of advice for future classes. Cherish every good moment and learn from the bad ones. Your time at Hammondsport goes really fast. Who knew that ours would be cut short and our last day of school would be Friday, March 13th? Appreciate our small community and what it provides for us. I know not all of us have loved every aspect of it, but the pros definitely outweigh the cons. Now, as we go on different paths, I know that these experiences have given each one of us the knowledge to succeed in anything we choose. Thank you, everyone, for supporting us throughout the years and for celebrating with us today.
We thank you for listening to the virtual graduation of Hammondsport Central School, presented by WVIN and WABH. There are 30 graduates in this year's class, and it's time to recognize them.
Michael Bean Jr., Regents with Advanced Designation. Travis Beers, Regents. Bennett, Regents with Advanced Designation, Mastery in Science. Faith Bray, Regents. Regents with Advanced Designation. Aubrey Cole, Regents with Advanced Designation. Stacy Conger, Regents. We'll be right back.
Jesse Curry, Regents with Advanced Designation. Faulkner, Regents. Gillian Flynn, Regents. Angela Gonzo, Certificate of Attendance and Appreciation. Charles Hill, Jr., Regents. Regents with Advanced Designation. Ryan Lawrence, Regents in Career and Technical Endorsement. Matthew Joseph Lyle, Regents. Ian McDonald, Regents. Seth Madigan, Regents with Advanced Designation. Austin John Stanley Mead, Regents. Morgan, Regents. O'Donnell, Regents with Advanced Designation. Aleel Fordway, Regents. Brianna Pratt, Regents. Kevin Ruddy, Regents with Advanced Designation Honors, Mastery in Science, Mastery in Math. Emma Olivia Thompson, Regents with Advanced Designation. Tones, Regents with Advanced Designation, Mastery in Science. Hannah Van Alstyne, Regents with Advanced Designation. Regents. Aaliyah Raitt, Regents. And right, Regents for Advanced Designation.
This concludes tonight's virtual graduation for Hammondsport Central School. From your hometown radio stations, WVIN and WABH. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., it's the virtual graduation for Avoca Central School. This evening's broadcast has been brought to you by the Serve You Federal